Think a minute. Professional country singer Lonzo Green was visiting his relative. His teenage nephew Jim and all his friends gathered in Jim's house to meet his famous uncle. But there was one quiet 15-year-old boy whom Jim's parents would not allow to come inside their house. Just because this kid was poor, they treated him as a lower class and even called him white trash. When Jim told Uncle Lonzo that this boy outside had a guitar but didn't know how to tune it, Lonzo gladly offered to show him how. Since he was not allowed inside the house, they arranged to meet outside by the street. It was obvious to Lonzo that this teenage boy was embarrassed and felt out of place in a rich neighborhood. The boy's guitar was old and cheap and hung around his neck with just a piece of string. After Lonzo showed the shy teenager how to tune his guitar, he offered to teach him some songs. The boy was so surprised and happy that Lonzo would spend 2 whole hours playing and singing with him that he started feeling confident in his own ability to play and sing. Lonzo never met that boy again, at least not face to face, for that same boy who was not allowed to come inside the house became the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. There's a similar true story about an even greater king who was not allowed to come inside people's homes and lives. In fact, he's the king of all kings. Yet even though he's the maker of the universe, he chose 2,000 years ago to humble himself and become a human being, born into a poor, working-class family. Most people did not even recognize him. In fact, not only was he rejected by his own people then, but also by most of us today. You know, Jesus never said he was just a good man, teacher, or prophet. He claimed that he is God himself, God the Son, who came to save us and will also come again to judge the world for all its evil. So either Jesus is a liar, a crazy lunatic, or he really is who he said he is and proved, our Lord, Creator, and Savior. He wants to forgive us for all our wrongs and living our own way, and then give us his everlasting life. So won't you recognize your King today by asking him to come into your heart and take control of your life? The simple fact is, you can never have real lasting peace and happiness until you do. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.